This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Michael Medved will return in just a moment. The surrender of Cornwallis at Yorktown was certainly a milestone in the American Revolution. But as Michael said, the creation of the United States of America continued for many years. Our struggle with England erupted again in the War of 1812. And the establishment of our country as one spanning the North American continent from Atlantic to Pacific was only made possible because of our war with Mexico. The stories of these conflicts, as well as the early events which later led to the war between the states, will be covered by Michael Medved in the next two discs in this series. And we'll complete this series with a special broadcast featuring Michael Medved summarizing the events in our nation's history which point to a divine plan, God's hand on America. And then there's this. On the evening of May the 9th in the year 2000, Michael Medved was the featured speaker at a banquet. At that event, Michael spoke on the topic, why the American Revolution was different from all others. Here now is that presentation.
Thank you very much, and thanks to all of you for hosting me tonight on such an auspicious and wonderful occasion. I'm also very proud that you mentioned the eligibility of my son, Danny, who on his mother's side, not my side, can trace ancestry back to a Sergeant Jacob Myers, who served in the Continental Army, and whose own ancestors went back to the 1730s, immigrants from Germany, to the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. And I've spoken to a number of other people this evening who can trace ancestry to that part of the world. So I'm very honored to have that connection to Sons of the Revolution. But I've got a fundamental question. And it seems to be an obvious one, almost an inescapable one. Why would Danny Medved, who's seven, by the way, has not yet achieved anything like the outstanding records of the wonderful ROTC cadets that you're honoring tonight with Emory scholarships and other awards. But why would Danny, when the time comes, want to associate himself with an organization that's associated with such a dirty word? Revolution is a dirty word. Think about it. What has revolution meant in our 20th century? Revolution has meant bloodshed, genocide, and tyranny. The revolutions of this century have been unmitigated disasters. There was recently published in the United States an English translation, an outstanding book that originally appeared in France called Communism's Black Book, which attempts the almost impossible task of tabulating the number of civilian casualties of communist revolutions in this century. That number ranges somewhere between 70 and 110 million human beings slaughtered in the name of revolution. And if you look at the rest of modern history, revolution has been almost inexorably, almost inevitably, a bloody, awful disaster, leading not to a better and more enlightened government, but leading to instability, bloodshed, slaughter, and tyranny. Consider, for instance, the English Revolution of the 1640s, a revolution much on the mind of our own founding fathers. Terrible warfare between roundheads and cavaliers, between the supporters of king and parliament, leading to regicide, to the execution of King Charles I, leading in turn not to parliamentary power, not to anything like a representative republic, but leading to the dictatorship of the Lord Protector, Oliver Cromwell, who after his own death was replaced by King Charles II, who in turn presided over a continued period of instability, warfare, bloodshed, and governmental chaos in Great Britain, unresolved for some 50 years after the beginning of the British Revolution. Consider the French Revolution. Within the vision of many of our own revolutionary fathers, that revolution led to slaughter of civilians, to chaos, and to Napoleon Bonaparte, and to the shattering of revolutionary or democratic ideals. And indeed, the instability in France continued. Well, actually, consider France today. I mean, it's not a pretty picture. I mean, revolution in France occurs as frequently as a change of ties in many other nations. The revolution, by any standard, a nightmare and a disaster. What is it about our revolution that enabled it to play such a unique role in human history? The American Revolution, the American War for Independence, perhaps more properly stated, is absolutely unique. It has never been replicated. And absolutely no movement, no revolution in human history even vaguely resembles it. We are talking about a revolution that more than achieved its own ends, that has led to the longest continuous government currently in existence on Earth, that has led to unprecedented peace, justice, and decency for the citizens of the Republic created by that revolution. How do you explain the difference? That remains to me the one most profound and most important question about our revolutionary struggle. Why did our revolution alone among the revolutions of modern history not result in tyranny, not result in mass murder, not result in instability and chaos and nightmarish historical twists and turns? I would like to submit to you three reasons for the uniqueness, the compelling uniqueness of the American Revolution, and to discuss with you very briefly what we must learn from each of those three reasons. They are, first, the essentially conservative nature of our revolutionary struggle. Second, the realism about human nature built into the thinking of our founding fathers. And third, the question of specific leadership and character and its influence on human affairs. Let's take these in turn. The first point has to do with the essential nature of the American Revolution. Now, I know that speaking to sons of the Revolution, you all have some sophistication about what made our revolutionary struggle, our war for independence, unique. But it bears repeating, even to such an august and sophisticated and well-informed and educated group, that the American Revolution was not, repeat, was not an attempt to reorder or restructure or break existing society. The revolutionary struggle, as became very clear in all of the writings, in all of the speeches, in all of the documents produced by the Continental Congress and by the people who participated directly in that struggle, was an attempt not to change reality in a new direction, to create something new and unprecedented, but to return to the standards of English freedom and self-government that our revolutionary forefathers believed to be their birthright.
WPC gets you the information you need and offers better solutions for Washington's problems, but we can't do it alone. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can join WPC for as little as $5 a month and subscribe to their weekly newsletter free. Or plan an elegant evening out and come see the 70th Secretary of State, Michael Pompeo, and filmmaker and researcher Chris Rufo. They're keynoting the annual dinner in Bellevue on Friday, October 14th. Tickets and details at WPCdinner.com. With students returning to school at every level in every corner of the country, one of the things that is lacking in many, many educational programs is appreciation for patriotism, gratitude, and the unbelievable good fortune of what it means to be an American. You can get some of that for free directly from the MedVed History Store. And they're free for you if you join us as a MedHead Plus member, which costs all of 22 cents a day. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Understand the history, which we can review very, very quickly and very simply. Basically, the colonies in the New World grew up under a very listless colonial administration from London. Until the French and Indian War, there was very little concern about what was going on in the New World. This was basically a place where you sent malcontents and losers. In the case of Georgia, you sent specifically losers. When Mr. Oglethorpe was trying to found that particular colony, it was peopled originally by prisoners. And talk about malcontents. Quakers come to Pennsylvania. God forbid they should stay around London. I mean, people like William Penn, his father was Lord Admiral, came from a nice family. But he was a hippie. He was basically someone who rejected the family business and disgraced his family, sent him to the New World. As far as the Puritans who founded the Massachusetts Bay Colony, they were men of property, they were men of standing, but they were also religious troublemakers. Basically, there was an acceptance on the part of the crown that America would go about its own business. And the idea is that in the local and the colonial assemblies, it was established and accepted that people ran their own affairs. The Virginia House of Burgesses was not just a sham. It really ran the colony of Virginia with minimal interference from London. The seven-year struggle, known in this continent as the French and Indian War, changed all of that. Because all of a sudden, these thriving colonies, and they were spectacularly thriving, needed the assistance of the crown to defeat the unspeakable threat of the French. And if you don't think it's an unspeakable threat, travel to Quebec sometime soon. And you'll understand exactly what our colonial forefathers were so concerned about. But what involved the French and Indian struggle was a tremendous drain on the British treasury. In fact, fighting in that war doubled, literally doubled, the national debt. So naturally, when that struggle is over in 1763, there was an assumption by the king and his ministers that the people who benefited most from the heroic efforts of the crown to defeat the French, to claim all of North America as a British possession, that the people who benefited most should pay for that war. So all of a sudden, you have a change, and the change is drastic, and the change is dramatic. It's a change that says, we are going to tax you, and we are going to tax you to such an extent that you are going to bleed, and you are going to scream, and you are going to resist. Some historians suggest that colonial businessmen may have even been required to pay 2 cents on the dollar. You talk about tyranny. Totally unacceptable. But what made it so unacceptable to our founding fathers was the fact that it represented a dire change. And the entire revolutionary struggle was not aimed at creating some new order. It was aimed at restoring the independence of the colonies as they had existed and functioned before the royal and parliamentary attempt to impose rule from London. Take a look at the people who led the American Revolution. The people who ran the revolution were, by and large, the colonial elite. They were not people from the dregs of society. You had people in the Continental Army representing absolutely every segment of society. In fact, according to some estimates, up to 10% of that Continental Army was African American. There was a very high percentage of freed Negroes, as they were called at the time, who served with General Washington. But the leaders of the revolution were precisely the people who had led the colonies for generations. It was a conservative revolution. There was no attempt to say, we are going to take the old regime and uproot it and destroy it and kill people. John Adams came from a fine family, well-connected, was established as one of the leaders of Massachusetts long before the revolutionary struggle. If you take a look at all of the major leaders of the revolution, with a few prominent exceptions, Alexander Hamilton was a no-account kid from the Isle of Nevis in British West Indies, so you can't count him. In fact, John Adams described Hamilton at one point as the bastard son of a Scots peddler, because in an era before out-of-wedlock birth was fashionable Mr. Hamilton was from an out-of-wedlock union. But leaving those exceptions aside, what you are dealing with is a struggle to reaffirm the local control of the same families, the same segments of society who had prevailed before the British attempt to rule from London. The thrust of the revolution was conservative. And the rhetoric of the revolution was to honor ancestors, not to betray their legacy, but to honor the heroic figures who had crossed the ocean and established these colonies. A conservative revolution, which in some regards is a conflict in terms, a contradiction in terms, is by its very nature a struggle and an effort much less likely to lead to social disintegration and slaughter and horror that has been such a prominent factor in all the other revolutions in recent human history. And that brings me to the second point of difference for our struggle for independence. And that has to do with a realistic view of human nature. You know, a lot of people will say that the most important words in the revolutionary struggle are those words in the Declaration that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and so forth. I would submit that in terms of achieving the unique success of our revolution, there are even more important words. There are words that predated the revolution by more than 100 years. There are words from the Bay Colony primer. You may have heard them. The idea of the primer was to teach morals at the same time that you taught the alphabet. And under the letter A, does anyone know, anyone remember what it says under the letter A? It says in the Bay Primer, used throughout the colonies, and by the way, picked up by McGuffey's reader and used in American schools for over 100 years after the revolution. It says, in Adam's fall, we sinned all. First thing you teach children under the letter A. What does original sin have to do with the revolution? Absolutely everything. Why? Because the good Calvinists who made this revolution, with the assistance of a few assorted Catholics and Quakers and Jews and others, those Calvinists absolutely understood that man lived in a fallen state. That you might achieve many things through government, through political leadership. But one thing you could not achieve is a basic change in human nature.
You're listening to a best of the Michael Medved Show.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's foreign minister is calling for sanctions on Tehran after Iranian-made drones reportedly killed several people in the capital city of Kyiv. The minister said sanctions would send a strong message to any country thinking about helping Russia in its war against Ukraine. This as the White House is strongly condemning the attack.
We are going to continue to work with our allies and partners. We will continue to impose costs on Russia, hold them accountable, and for its war crimes.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Ukraine claims at least four people in an apartment building were killed. Federal officials say more than 1,000 fake driver's licenses were seized at an airport in Louisville. Authorities found nearly 1,100 fake U.S. licenses, as well as some Australian, Canadian, and even U.K. licenses. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Take a look at all the other revolutions. They failed. They led to nightmares precisely because they believed they could shape a new man. They could change what it meant to be human. That was true of the Puritan Revolution in England in the 1640s. It was horribly true of the French Revolution, which was as much a war against the church and against religious faith and a war for reason as it was a war for redistribution of wealth. And it was emphatically true of the nightmarish and horrific communist revolutions of our own century. Lenin emphasized the idea of a new man. And in fact, Stalin, his revolutionary heir, pushed the biology of a crank named Dmitry Lysenko precisely because that teaching suggested that if you trained people enough, you could change their genetic code. You could absolutely create a new man, that there would be a new socialist human being that the revolution could bring into practice. None of our founding fathers ever dreamed of any such thing. They recognized that human beings were fallen, that they would always be a combination of divinity and dust, that they would always fall short. And governmental restrictions, governmental structures, would be based on a knowledge of man's fallen state. Not to try to purify or change human beings, but to try to accommodate man's fallen nature with a minimum of horror or bloodshed or injustice. That basic point of view, the point of view that allowed people to believe in a new country, without a desire to create a new type of human being. Help to prevent the revolution or its heirs from some of the excesses that have been so much a part of other revolutions in human history. And that brings me to the final point, the question of leadership and character. And here, I think almost everyone in this room understands that it is impossible to talk about the unique success, the unprecedented, the unreplicated success of the American Revolution without focusing to a great extent on the personality of General Washington and then President Washington. I recently attended this breakfast where Senator Mitchell, former Democratic leader of the United States Senate, was the speaker at a breakfast in behalf of Seattle Pacific University. And he made one point that I thought was tremendously resonant and very, very useful. And that is the point that, quoting Harry Truman says that reasonable people know that men shape history rather than believing that history shapes men. And to support that Truman-esque declaration, Senator Mitchell used, I think, an interesting example from current events. If you look at Eastern Europe and Central Europe today, you have two extremes of what's happened by nations separating from one another. On the one hand, you have what used to be Czechoslovakia, which today is the Czech Republic and Slovakia. Two separate nations with separated with no bloodshed, no destruction, in what was called the Velvet Divorce. And in precisely that same part of the world, you have the example of the former Yugoslavia, where the most conservative estimate is 400,000 human beings have died because of the separation of Croatia and Serbia and Bosnia-Herzegovina and now Kosovo and the rest of the horror and charnel house of the former Yugoslavia. And Senator Mitchell asked, I believe, a tremendously profound question, which is, does anyone believe that the history of Central and Eastern Europe would have been the same if it had been Slobodan Milosevic, who was the president of Czechoslovakia, and if it had been Václav Havel, who was the president of Yugoslavia? Obviously, character matters. Personality matters. And here it is totally impossible to conceive of the American Revolution sorting itself out in anything resembling the way that it did without contemplating the tremendously grand, gracious, generous, virtuous personality of George Washington. Truly one of the most extraordinary human beings who ever drew breath. How extraordinary? Can you think of any other examples in human history of someone who is offered power repeatedly, which he declines to seize? It's bizarre. It is extraordinary. And again, try the same kind of exercise with our revolutionary history that Senator Mitchell suggested for the recent history of Eastern Europe. Some of you who are bugs, as I am, on the history of our war for independence will know that Washington's two great rivals among generals who also served the Continental Army were Charles Lee and Horatio Gates. Try to imagine that the Conway cabal had succeeded after the Battle of Saratoga, that George Washington had been cashiered and replaced, sent home to Mount Vernon where he wanted to go, and that the new general-in-chief of the Continental Army had been Horatio Gates, Granny Gates, as he was known to his troops. Is it conceivable that we would have experienced through our revolutionary and immediately post-revolutionary and constitutional history anything like the sunshine and the blessings that we experienced. Totally inconceivable. Gates would have taken power. Certainly Charles Lee would have taken power. They would have become military dictators. Try to imagine. You have a Congress in Philadelphia. It is a Congress that refuses to pay the army in the field. The army is angry. They desperately want money. They have fought and suffered for years. What an opportunity for a man on horseback. There is no competing militia that can stand up to the Continental Army. They've just defeated the British. What an opportunity for an American Bonaparte. And virtually any other of the major generals in the struggle for independence, certainly the greatest hero of the early stages of independence, was a remarkable general from New Haven, Connecticut, named Benedict Arnold. Imagine if he had been in charge of the Continental Army. Not a man noted, as you may recall, from American history for his sterling character. The entire sweep of American history would have been different. And our revolution, leading to the tyranny of a Cromwell, or a Bonaparte, or a Lenin, or a Mao, might well have followed the same path. One individual named Washington made a huge difference. So what can we learn from the uniqueness of the American Revolution for our own era, and particularly for the kind of struggles that we are going through in the midst of an electoral year? Very quickly, there are three lessons that I think can correspond very well with the three aspects of the uniqueness of our revolution. On the one hand, ours was a conservative revolution. Not an attempt to break with the past, but an attempt to renew the past and to connect with it. What we can learn from that is the tremendous excitement, not in disregarding our ancestors and their values, but in renewing and reinvigorating those values.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America's great gift has been the excitement of conservative ideas. And by conservative, I don't mean in a narrow political sense. I mean in a sense stressing continuity, stability, and incremental change that remains firmly rooted and firmly anchored in virtues that are immutable. On the second point, the point recognizing the fallen nature of man and the inability to change human beings fundamentally. One of the things that we need to learn is that in our moments of great prosperity and even arrogance in this nation, as the world's only remaining superpower, let us understand that we can do many things. We cannot change human nature. I believe that some of the most chilling rhetoric that you hear from time to time in public discourse, certainly you hear when you host a talk radio show, is when people talk about ending warfare forever. People talk about ending poverty. Now, poverty is a relative concept. I mean, certainly what is defined as poverty today in the United States is not accepted as poverty. It's accepted as middle class status almost anywhere else in the world. The idea of ending poverty, ending inequality, closing the income gap, all of that is tremendously scary. Why? Because it does precisely what our founding fathers declined to do in their revolution, which is it attempts to repeal laws of human nature. It attempts to remake man and society in a sweeping, we know better way. There's only one way that you can do that. That's with tyranny. The idea that you are going to change all of those little aspects of local and personal and family life that have built themselves up over millennia, that radical notion is a notion that leads inevitably to what Thomas Sowell calls the vision of the anointed. We know better. We can fix it. We will change human beings forever. Those could be the most frightening notions in all of human history. And that brings me finally to the last aspect of the uniqueness of our revolution. The aspect of character, of the self-abnegation of the virtue of George Washington and other leaders of our revolutionary struggle. I asked before about, imagine what would have happened if a leader of the Continental Army had been, say, Charles Lee or Horatio Gates. He asked the same questions about the Continental Congress. What if the Atlas of our independence, the most consistent leader of the Continental Congress, had not been John Adams? It had been, say, his colleague from Massachusetts, the vain, well-intentioned, but utterly incompetent John Hancock. It is also very conceivable that the revolution would have taken a different course. Character matters. What do we learn from the character of our revolutionary fathers? They are people who served as leaders, not in order to be something, but in order to do something. They were not, I repeat, professional politicians. They were people who served out of a sense of duty and obligation, not out of a lust for glory and power. It's very difficult to read about any of the letters of any of the founders and not to feel the very real pain they felt serving, for instance, in Philadelphia. Can you imagine they wrote that Constitution in the summer in Philadelphia? Now, I was born in Philadelphia. I know there are several other Philadelphians here. Listen, this is cruel and unusual punishment. It should be prohibited by the Fourth Amendment to actually be condemned to spend a summer in Philadelphia. Now, truly, people who have lived their lives in the Northwest have no idea what we're talking about here. And the flies. This was as irritating to the Constitutional Convention and its members as any of the debates. How do you get rid of the flies that are buzzing around constantly? With the humidity and the heat, of course you want to go home. But the idea of leadership as service should make us highly suspicious of so many of our leaders today who have never done anything else in their lives other than run for office. Now, I'm not trying to make any kind of partisan statement here, but I will say, I went to law school once upon a time. And during my years at Yale Law School, one of my classmates, his name was Clinton, actually began fundraising for his first congressional campaign. He had not even passed the bar. He hadn't even graduated from law school. It's all the man wanted to do. I can tell you that our founding fathers, with good reason, would have been extremely concerned, extremely worried about people whose only desire in life was to hold high office. So what does that leave us with? It leaves us with a charge to fulfill the mission of this noble organization, which is to connect our future with our past, and to do it on the basis of virtues, not values, virtues. Values are a term that comes to mean something that you select, something that is changeable. These are the values of 2000, but the values of 1980 were somewhat different. No, no. Virtues are unchangeable. They are permanent. They are forever. Connecting with the virtues of the past is absolutely the best guarantor of our future. Future for people like my 7-year-old son, Danny, who I hope will be a member of this organization at some point. And our ability to connect those timeless virtues ultimately comes down to an understanding not only of the unique historical aspects of our revolutionary experience, but of the extraordinary odds against all of those aspects coexisting and coming together the way that they did. Do any of us believe it was an accident? Or do you see, as our founding fathers emphatically did, a higher hand manipulating events? That hand was emphatically present to provide the world's only conservative revolution, a revolution that recognized human nature, and a revolution led by people of astonishing virtue and self-discipline. a revolution that gave us indeed what we enjoy today, the gift for which we should all be thankful at every moment and every morning and every evening, the privilege of living in the greatest nation on God's green earth. Thank you very, very much for your attention.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Mila Kunis plays a stylish New York writer with a rich, handsome fiancé and a seemingly perfect life. But she's never come to terms with a gang rape and a brutal school shooting in her distant past. Based on a best-selling novel, a new film on Netflix bears the ironic title, Luckiest Girl Alive.
I've carried this horrible thing with me alone for years, and it has built up this rage inside of me. I don't know what's me and what I offended.
Yes, the protagonist is deeply confused, but the audience will be too. With intermittent flashbacks to her troubled teenage years, with a different actress who barely resembles the grown-up character. The biggest problem with the film is that the characters, most of whom are deeply troubled, are all profoundly unsympathetic, self-destructive, and profoundly selfish. Rated R for brutal scenes of rape and murderous violence. 2 stars for The Luckiest Girl Alive.
If you're a fan of the Michael Medved Show, consider becoming a MedHead today. It's a great way to support the program. Commercial-free audio, listen on demand, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever and wherever you want. Look for a complete archive of Michael Medved's commentaries when you become a MedHead. And also, if you become a Plus member, available to you, hundreds of hours of history programs, stream all on every audio program available in the Michael Medved store. You also get access to the In Light of History podcast, Call the Week archives, much more. It's all when you become a MedHead today at michaelmedved.com. Click on the MedHead banner. If you sign up for a full year, you get 20% off, or you can pay monthly for just $7.50 a month. In some areas, that's the price of a large latte. Thanks again for listening. Check out MedHead membership today at michaelmedved.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.